Good morning. This is Cheddar's Need to Know podcast for Thursday, January 24th, 2019. I'm Carlo Versano here with Hannah Doba.
Good morning, everyone.
Good morning, everyone. Here's what's happening today.
The State of the Union is delayed after a bitter back and forth. The president's annual report to Congress will not happen next week unless the government shutdown comes to an end. This all followed a chaotic several hours yesterday. The president sent a letter to the speaker saying he planned to give his speech on the 29th, as was agreed upon earlier in the month. But then Speaker Pelosi fired back, saying the ultimate decision was not the president's. She sent a letter of her own saying the State of the Union was not going to happen. The president then actually agreed to delay it.
Yeah, kind of weird. Let's be real. Trump blinked here. The relationship between Donald Trump and Nancy Pelosi is fascinating to me. She appears to be the one person he respects. I mean, he hasn't given her a nickname. His tweet saying that he would actually postpone the speech was shockingly courteous towards her, I thought.
And we should mention, the Constitution states the president should give a report to Congress, but it's not mandated. This isn't the first time a speech has been put on hold. Harry Truman once made the State of the Union in writing, and President Reagan delayed the State of the Union after the Challenger disaster in 1986. Meanwhile, as the government shutdown drags into its 34th day, the Senate will vote on two dueling bills to try and reopen the government. And that can't come soon enough for all of the former Homeland Security secretaries. All five of them, including the president's former chief of staff as of 2 weeks ago, General John Kelly. They wrote a letter to the president and Congress saying at times of crisis, the priority of funding goes to defense. The letter then stated they need to pay the people who protect the airports and borders who will now miss a full month's pay due to the shutdown.
Here's the number to watch here on day 34. Trump's approval rating has fallen to 34%, according to this new AP poll. That's down 8 points since last month. So this is starting to affect him.
And we wanted to mention this very quickly because we have been reporting on it for the last few weeks. Michael Cohen, President Trump's former lawyer, has postponed his congressional testimony indefinitely. His lawyer cited safety concerns due in part to the verbal attacks made by the president. Cohen was scheduled to appear in front of lawmakers on February 7th.
You know, Hannah, on planet Earth, where I'm not really sure we still exist, this would be called witness tampering. Plain and simple. Meanwhile, House Democrats say they're going to get Cohen there to testify one way or another, so subpoenas could be start flying in this.
We are learning more about the tragedy in Florida this morning. Police are still working to find the reason a gunman shot and killed five people inside a bank. Police got the call from the suspected gunman himself inside the SunTrust Bank yesterday afternoon, saying he shot five people. After hours, officers were able to go inside and they were able to arrest him. The identities of the victims have not been released. We're learning a little bit about the suspect this morning. His name is 21-year-old Zephin Zaver. He worked as a corrections department trainee but resigned 2 weeks ago. We are expecting to learn a lot more this morning.
It's senseless, terrible.
Going overseas now, amid turmoil in Venezuela, President Trump says he no longer recognizes President Nicolas Maduro as leader of the country. He instead considers opposition leader Juan Guaido the interim president. Guaido declared himself president in front of thousands of protesters today. Here's why this is such a big deal. President Trump's support for him could have huge ramifications for Venezuela on an international level. Maduro was inaugurated for his second term just a few weeks ago. Since then, the country has dealt with widespread protests and a thwarted military coup.
Yeah, it was yesterday, I think, that he came out and basically announced that he was the new president. This is the biggest challenge to Maduro yet. Maduro has presided over this once prosperous country's utter economic devastation. Now, I thought what was interesting here is that typically when Venezuelans take to the streets, they're brought under control pretty quickly by the state police. That didn't happen this time. A growing number of governments following Trump's lead now saying they won't recognize Maduro anymore after Trump's statement. This has the potential, Hannah, to explode into a geopolitical crisis if it hasn't already. You know, Venezuela has some of the world's largest oil reserves, and the U.S. has not ruled out a military intervention. Let's keep an eye on this one.
Back in the States, director Bryan Singer has responded to an explosive story in The Atlantic in which he was alleged to have had sex with multiple underage boys. He's calling the article a homophobic smear piece, time to take advantage of the success of Bohemian Rhapsody. You may remember Singer was fired from directing that film with weeks to go in its production due to, quote, on-set chaos.
So this story that came out in The Atlantic was intended for Esquire. The writers say executives at Hearst, the publishing house that, runs Esquire, killed it for unknown reasons. Meanwhile, Singer is currently slated to direct an upcoming comic book adaptation in Hollywood. I will be curious to see if that changes now.
A week after Netflix announced it would raise prices, we told you about that a few days ago, Hulu is now lowering the price for its main streaming service. That's right, lowering its price from $9 to $7 a month. At the same time, though, Hulu's live TV package will increase by $5. Carlo, it's still cheaper than cable.
Yeah, exactly. If you're like a media nerd, this is kind of interesting if you follow this stuff. Hulu is basically saying its main streaming platform is going to be a loss leader because it's more important that they try and benefit from Netflix raising prices, get more subs to compete with Netflix. It's all about Netflix here.
A lot of broken hearts on this Valentine's Day. Sweethearts, America's favorite heart-shaped candy, is no more. Well, at least for this year. The original producer of the Conversation Hearts, Necco, went out of business last year. A new company did acquire the brand, but they did not have enough time to get the candy on the shelves this year. But they plan to have them ready for next Valentine's Day.
God, that's a crazy story. Valentine's Day without those little candy hearts, that's kind of sad.
Yeah, you may have to try a little harder now, Carlo, when getting your wife's Valentine's
Day. Why are
you
blowing my spot? That's my go-to Valentine's Day gift. My wife listens to this, Hannah.
I'm sorry.
That's all right.
That's what you need to know on this January 24th, 2019. Thanks so much for listening.
Have a great day, everyone.